Until the Makam Hamida. What does this mean until the Makam Hamida? So let's see what it says over here. We're going to go over here. Mishnais Perik Yud Mishnah Hey. Perik Yud Mishnah Hey. Kol Yod HaKelim Shem Aruchim V'yosel Liktsois. And you're going to cut them off. Matbil Na'an Mekayim Hamidah. Let's see what it says over here in the Raft. That over here says V'hishir Matbil. You can matbil them. Ad Mekayim Hamidah. V'hashar Intzach Tevilah. And the remainder you do not need Tevilah. The Kol Oymer Lichotech Kichatuch Domi. Anything that's made to be cut is really called cut. The kol omer lichatech ki chatuch dami. Anything that's meant to be cut
is really cut.
Velo yavi chatzitz l'makom hachatach atzma. It's not a chatzitz, the place of the chatach itself. The base has to sodim, the kelim ain to an imbias maim kamo bodim, because the part that you're actually going to cut doesn't make a difference, because there, that's called base has to sodim, that part we're going to cut. The yatirim base has to sodim, the kelim al base has to sodim, the adam. What does that mean? The yatirim base has the sodom the kalim al base has the sodom the adam the ilu base has the sodom the adam the he the ain tunim be as mayim be in an royal be as mayim the base has the sodom the kalim afilu royal be as mayim lo tzrichi the ain adam makbid shab the same is the difference the say rim it means an addition not the atirim it means yeser there is a yeser. There is an advantage. There is an additional prat. The yisayrim, it is more regarding the base has to sodim the kelim, al base has to sodim the adam, in regard to the following. The ilu base has to sodim the adam, the hidein to be yismayim, but being unroyal of yismayim. However, base has to sodim the kelim, afilu royal of yismayim, lo yitzvichi garnished. Then adam makbit sham. Okay, vayit in the Mishnah. Call the others a kelim shay maruchim, the osel liktsos, they're meant to be cut. If you have a very long candle and you're planning on chopping it off at a certain point, so as long as you tell them to the mikvah the part past the point where you want to cut it off, that's you don't have to be told the entire. If you have a very long an axe, a very long handle, it's too long, you're going to cut off the handle. So you only have to be told to the place to where you want to cut off, because since it's meant to be cut off, it's like it already was cut off. Oh, but there's a part of it that's not the after you're going to cut it off. It's going to come out now. There's going to be a part of the chatach will not have touched the water. That doesn't count because that's called beis hasasadim. That wasn't even tummy to begin with because that was beis hasasadim, and we do not need to even to be roy. Fine. Rabbi Huda Oimer ad sheyat bil eskul. He disagrees. If right now you have not yet cut off the handle, doesn't make a difference. Still called one complete utensil. You have to cut the tov of the gan tzach ra'av. The ain halacha k'Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda, no harm meant. Have a nice day. Go buy yourself a cup of coffee. Shalsheles deli gadol arba tvachim. A chain. A shalsheles deli gadol arba tvachim is 4 tvachim. These are the standards. These are the standard size. Over here we're talking about, they have to know if it's going to be some mekabel. If you have to be told the gantz zach. And v'shel katan, small. A small chain. V'shel katan is asar asara. Shalshel is the legadol arba tfachim shalkata nasara. A small utensil has a longer chain because that's the derech. Something that's very small, you'll be able to lower. But something very, very heavy, you don't. Very, very heavy. If the chain is too, it cannot be too long because it's too far down. That's just not just the mitzias. People don't dip. They have a very large utensil, they're not going to let the chain go so far down. It's going to be too hard to pick up. Matbilin ad makam hamida. When it comes to chains, you go into the midah. Rabbi Yitarf Nehmer ad shayat bil, he disagrees. Eskol hatabas. So we have to see the Rav. Hachevel shukosha bikupa, a rope that's tied to a kupa, to a box. Enechib or elim kein tofal, it's sewed in. Okay, let's see the Rav here. Rav says matbilin ad makam hamida ad arba legodol yarasol lekatan. You have a chain. There are links. The missing links, a link, a chain. So if it's going to be four for a large, or four links in the large, and three and ten in the small. The Ashar Tahar, the Ein Tzarch Tzvila, you don't need to be toivel at the rest. Afilu Kolsa Mida Lechatzi Tabas. Oh, that's the point. Let's over here the Mida. Then what do you mean in the middle of the Tabas? Shebishloishes Ein Tzarch Lat Bil El Ad Chatzi HaTabas. What does that mean? I thought you said it has to be three. It has to be three. It says over here, when it comes to small, you have to be toivel four. Large, look what, magbilin ad mekoyim hamida, ad arba'o until four legadol, v'yad asero lekatan, v'yashar tar v'ein tzach l'tfila, v'afilu kol samida lechatzi, the mida ends, lechatzi tabas, how could that possibly be? You said now that it has to be four. What do you mean chatzi? What?
Two or five. If we said the big chain is four, so chatzi would be two.
And why chatzi? What do you mean chatzi? It says it has to be four. You have something that's tame. So the only thing that if the kli becomes tame, automatically the chain attached to the kli becomes tame because it's part of a chain. But let's say the chain is too long, then the only part of the chain that becomes tame is only four links. You have a bucket. And attached to the bucket is a chain, and it's a big bucket. So a dead sheretz touches the bucket and then goes away. So the bucket is tame, because a dead sheretz touched the bucket, and then it merited resurrection and walked away. But the bottom line is the bucket is tame because the bucket can't go tuma. So just like the bucket is tame, the chain is tame. But how many links in the chain is tame? Four. Four links. Poikade, avoin ovois, albonim, albrebonim, al shaleshim, v'al ribeim. It goes down, the tumor of the ovois goes down to the four links in the chain. Right? Four links in the chain. Poikade, avoin ovois, albonim, albrebonim, v'al shaleshim, v'al ribeim. Four links in the chain. Let's say it's a small bucket. Oh, you're humble and you're small. 1,000 generations, Adl Elef, and 1,000, Mispakotan is 10. So it goes down 10 links in the chain. So if the bucket becomes Tameh, it goes to 10. So that's it, 10, and the rest of the chain is Tar, and the rest, because it's not a chilik of the chain, because it's not going to be cut off. So now what then does it mean over here in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah over here says, is arba'a for tfachim, four tfachim. The shalkatan asara is ten tfachim. Oh, it's tfachim. I didn't see what it says. I made a mistake. Dvarim shamarti tohus hendiyadi. I made a tohus nipsha'an the Mishnah. The Mishnah says tfachim. Nochamol. Now we understand why the tfachim come to in the middle of a link. It's a link. Nish. It's a sheer. It's a tefach, not a link. Nochmo.
That's mida.
The mida is a tefach. The mida here does not mean a link. So nochmo, we shall shell as the ligodol of a big bucket. Arba tfochim. We shall cut an asara. Magbil dan mokem amida. Even if the four tfochim ends in the middle of a link, half the link is tame, half the link is tar. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, once you enter into the domain of Tumah for part of the link, automatically the whole link is Tumah. It's Nispashet. The Tumah is Nispashet in the Gansa link. The whole link is contaminated with the Tumah, the Tumas of the Tahoim of this Zach over here. Rabbi Tarfon says, Ad Shayat Vil Eskolat Habas. Vaita. Hachevel shukasha bekupa. Okay, the back of Nachmol the Rav. Rav said, "Magbil mesamid arba lagod ve'asar lekod ve'ashar tar ve'insach tevil ve'afilu kol samida lechatzia tabas shol shalis insach lahat bilas as el adchatzia tabas." Rabbi Tarfon says, "Nein. Oimer atchiyad bilas kol atabas she kol samida lechatzia ve'ein halach." Rabbi Tarfon. Oh, Rabbi Tarfon, you can go join Rabbi Yehuda. He went to a restaurant. Vaita. Now we go back to the next part of the Mishnah. We go to a new definition. We determine the Mishnah goes along with Rachel Shukasha Bakupa Ein Chibor Ella Imkain Tofar. You stitch it. Let's picture the picture. Picture number 91. Rachel Shukasha Bakupa Ein Chibor Ella Im Tofar. Loi Nitma Hakupa Ma'achar Rachel Ein Chibor Lukupa. The Kupa is not Tomei. Me'achar. Over here it was Noga Rachel Bituma. If the chevel touched something that is tameh, the tum is not nispashet to the chukupa. Leditma hakupa miyachav, v'achevel eino chibu l'kupa, it's not mechubar, it's only tied. Chevel akashu l'kupa, eino chibu l'kupa, v'im noga chevel b'tumma, loy nitma hakupa. V'chein kubo tmeya, v'noga chevel b'ichlim, v'chein noga, v'chein kub, let's say we have a kubo tmeya, v'noga chevel b'ichlim, loy nitmu ha'ichlim. It's not going to spread via... We have a kuba tumei. We have a kuba. We have a kuba tumei.
Yeah, so the chevel tied right now. One end is connected to the
food.
Kuba, the other end connected to.
The naga chevel echlin loy nima echlin. The rakim yitbar es a chevel lekuba nas a chevel chibul lekuba. You have to stitch it. Etzem din hamishnah hu behilchos chibul hu behilchos chibul tuma. When the stabek hamishnah achrayna shem ba hamishnah lashmiyanu gam din behilchos tvila. It's not called a chibur. It's not a chibur. So now if you will immerse this kupa with the rope attached to it, it's going to be a chatzitza. Because since with regard to the laws of chibur, it's not mechubur, it's not going to spread the tumah. Memela, it's going to be a chatzitza. Ein chibur, v'hareiz chaitis b'tvila, v'tzorech lahati, v'sachevel kodem shiyat bila, v'sachub, you have to remove it before you tovel it. Okay, let's see over here. So we do over here the picture. What does the Ikum Mefarshim say? Let's go to the Ikum Mefarshim, the previous page. Ikum Mefarshim over here says, Hakdam Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achiyatkalas Kuloi, Desiru Lei Ha'omer Lichotech Lav Kichotech Dami. He holds no, you have to go do the entire thing, because since over here you're going to have, you don't say that principle. We don't say, I mean, right now you did not yet cut it off. You have a very long candle and it's too long, even though you're going to cut it off. Right now you don't need to cut it off yet, it's not going to be good. Deli gadol arbat tvachem v'shalchad nasar tvachem mishum shik deli gadol kevin shu kaved. A deli, the bucket is very, very big. Im yasimu by shalsheles gedola, very large chain. Arucha, very long. Gedola means arucha, it's very long. Ief shulamalois by mimnei kovdoi. Avod likot and kevin sin shu kal mistama gam shalsheles shaloi kala v'derech lasoisa arucha. Right, so he's saying over here that the weight of the chain. Let's read this again. Mishum shadli, shadli gadol. He's just telling us the mitzias. If you have a very heavy bucket, then you have a very short chain. If you have a very light bucket, then you have a very long chain.
Right. Mishum, just because in terms of the science, in terms of the lever that your hand has to work, it's a lot harder to schlep a bigger thing with the longer chain than it is with a shorter chain. Common sense, right? You don't carry something heavy with a very long thing. If you're moving it a short amount, you need something that's right up close and personal, right? You don't jack up a car from 1,000 feet away. You jack up a car from 2 feet away, right?
Correct. Mishum shadli gadol, a very large dli kevin shu kaved im yosimu boy shalsheles gedoyla arucha I efshar lemalos boy mibnei kovdoy the weight. Avdli katan, a small dili, kevin shukal, mistama, gam, he is these funny words in, gam shalshele shaloi kala. He seems to be saying it's not a matter of maneuverability. It's a matter of taking into consideration the additional weight of the chain. He sees he's saying it's a whole different idea. He's saying over here, look at cranes. You have these cranes, they pick up things from very, very far away. It seems to be the issue over here is if you have a very big bucket, the very big bucket already weighs 100 pounds. Now, for a 100 pound bucket, a pound that's very big, a bucket that's very big, that weighs 100 pounds, and you want a chain, you're going to need a tough chain, because if you're going to pick up 100 pounds, you're not going to go pick up with a pair of tzitzis here. You're going to pick it up with a big, something very substantial. Whatever is substantial also weighs a lot. So now you have to take into consideration, you're not just going to be carrying the weight of the bucket, you're going to be carrying the weight of the chain. So if your chain is going to be 20 feet, you're carrying, and that chain has to be gross, because if you're carrying a bucket that weighs a lot, the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So you're going to be carrying a very, very heavy chain. I can't do that. I can't carry such a heavy chain. But if you have a small bucket, mistaver, the rope is also, the chain is also very small. It's also very lightweight. So then, even if it's 10 feet, gezon dehet, he's saying a whole new daher. Your idea, you're saying, is a matter of maneuverability. Maneuverability. He's saying it's a matter of leverage, maneuverability and leverage and angle and physics and science and Brooklyn College and some classes. We'll have to ask Dr. Fauci, scientist. If you disagree with me, you disagree with science. You hear him say that? You hear him say that? The whole world is talking about what he said yesterday. If you disagree with me, you disagree with science. There's probably not been a greater Balgaiva in the world to say something like that. Unbelievable. Don't you know that science is God? This world, we live in a world today where science is God. God is the only one, God is in science. That's the new God. And he basically said, I am God. I am your God. Bow down. You ever watch Superman? Superman, remember Superman 2? Zod? Luke's Lethor? What's his name? I forgot his name. Lex Luthor. Mr. Lex Luthor, he went into the White House. Zod and his two chaverim. He had a girlfriend there. He had a from someone from Beis Yaakov. Someone from Or Yitzchak. He was on the street.
Someone from Yitzchak has already gotten into the halls of Congress.
We know all about it. So he was there, and he got into the Oval Office, and the president kneeled before him, and whatever. And he was sitting there in the Oval Office in the Kisei HaKavod, and then walks in Lex Luthor, has a conversation, and they start talking, and then he says at the end, Lex Luthor says, "Oh my God." So the guy Zod says, "Zod, not God." Oh my God, my name is Zod, not God. Learn how to pronounce my name. That was the best line of the whole movie. I saw it only recently, Shana. I saw it only like 5 years ago. No, 10 years ago. I happened to see that clip about 10 years ago. I was browsing on YouTube. I came across that. Oh my God, Zod. So what was I saying over here? He's saying, how we get into this conversation over here? So we hear Achelel Shu Kasha B'Kubur. How we get over here in this conversation? I forgot. Over here, he's saying this din over here in this bucket.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got to take into consideration the weight. The more dikazachi, he's saying a whole new din. Look, we're saying over here. I never imagined I would wake up today and come across such a thing like this in Ikum Farshim. The league gadol arba tefachim v'shalchadna arba mishum. The league gadol kevin shu kavod in yasimu v'shalshos gadol arucha yevshal levalis b'mnei kavodei. The what kavod of the chain? If you can have a big bucket, you can have a heavy chain. So you can carry the weight of the chain also. So therefore, it's can you keep the chain only 3 tefachim? Avod league kadon kevin shu kal mistamagam v'shalshos shalei kal v'derech lasay sarucha. That's what it says. Okay, weiter. Okay, a chevel shukasha bekupa, a rope that is tied to a kupa, to a box. Okay, what does it say over here on the Ikum Mefarshim? Ein a chibur. He holds that it's not called a chibur unless you stitch it. So here he says over here, le'inyin to mayin a chibur, mishum she'in derech l'charbon bekashira ela betzfira. If it's tied, it's not called a chibur. That's the Ikum is the tie. But if you stitch it, then it's going to be good. It's teaching you tvila. This is what I said over here before in the picture. The kesher is going to be a chatzitz in the tvila. The whole purpose of this mishum is to teach over here that just like it's not called the chibur to bring tumah, it's not called the yad. It's not called the yad. The male of the Zelba Sach, it's not going to be called, it's not going to be, it's going to be a Chatzitza. Why it's not called Yetzin Yechatzitza? The Harambam, Lahidig Din Chavel El Linyan Tuma. The Rambam, though, did not make any mention of this halach with regard to Tzavila. He only made mention with regard to Tuma. So it appears that according to the Rambam will hold that it's not a Chatzitza. It seems the Rambam would say, since he made no mention of this, that it's not called a chatzitza, that if this thing over here is tied, if it's tied to the kupa, even though it cannot be called a chibur, but it's not going to be called a chatzitza, because the Rambam does not make any mention. The Rambam Hilataka would say over here, the Rambam should have said it would be a chatzitza. He did not say so. So if we have a shal over here, what the Rambam would hold, but over here he wants to suggest the Mishnah Charoina, that it would be a chatzitza. Otherwise, why is this presented over here, Masechta Mikvos? Okay, let's see over here the box. The box, Mispar 79 on page 153. Yada Yisla Ruchos L'Kelim V'Asad L'Choytcham B'Mida Haruya. We have long handles, and we're going to cut them off to make it proper. Matbilon Ar HaMokoyim She'Asad L'Koytzitzer. We're going to cut the toivel them into the place we're going to cut it. Sh'Loyim L'Koytzitz K'Koytzitz Dami. U'Mokoyim HaKatach. The place where it's at least cut off, that was never put in the mikvah. Nechshav beis hasasodim she'ein eton tefila v'af ein etzach liyos roi libias mayim. More so than a human being. A human being at least has to be roi libias mayim. But now when it comes to a utensil, the handle of the utensil, v'chein shal shalish shal ligod l'tzach l'hat l'shiyar b'tfachim b'lvad uvid likat and tzach l'hat b'lshiyar asar tzor v'afilu ad emsa tavas she'yoyser mikach ein etzach l'nitzach l'dli. You don't need it. For the bucket. And even though the part of the chatach is going to be not part of the mikvah, who cares? Because it's based on sasodim. Rabbi Tarfon says no matbil rak ad hamokam she'asim lekoytetzon v'im kol samida be'emsa hatabas. Tzach latbil as kol oisa hatabas. The whole tabas must be cut. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda says tzach latbil as kli im kol hayad ve'ein oimim shekol oimim lekoytetz. Because then you have to cut. You have to immerse the ganze zach. Let's chaz the Mishnah hey. Kol yada isa kelim shehim aruchim very long. We also liktzaitz matvilon ad mekayim hamida. Period. And everything else we're going to say is based hasasodim. It's going to be good. Rabbi Yehuda says ad sheyad bilas kol. He disagrees. When you tovel yad, we don't say this thing. The kolim elikatz katz dami. We do not say that principle. Yad we tovel the entire yad. Now we come to Rabbi Yehuda says ad sheyad. Rabbi now go nudin naidin. Now we discuss the shalsheles. Thus is merumis on the yisrael of Yaakov Avinu. Was right to be brought down to Mitzrayim in the Shalsheles Shal Barzel. Shalsheles, Dili Gadol. The Shalsheles of Dili Gadol are both Tvachim. The Shi'ur is only four Tvachim. Anything more than that can be cut off. It's not Tameh. The Shal Katan Asarah is going to be 10 Tvachim. Mat Bilan Ad Mekom Hamida, no matter where it ends. When the music stops, we all fall down. Wherever it stops, that's where you cut until. Rabbi Tarfa Noimer, he says, no, actually, Atpolis, kol ha-tabas. You must be toivel the ganze tabas. This is a very good mishnah to learn by for shebrachas. Shail is, do you give the kala half of the tabas? Wherever the tabas comes to an end. Harayat nukudeshli b'tabazu. Wait a minute. I'm not giving you the whole tabas. We're going to cut it after three tzvachim. Social distancing. Whatever part of the tabas is within the 6 feet, that's what you get. Whatever you don't get, you don't get. And that's how it goes. Social distancing. The Mesader Kiddushin is Dr. Fauci. So when he's Mesader Kiddushin, you maintain a distance of 6 feet and you give the tabas and we measure from the tabas and whatever part is in. And now we have come along and then we have a tabas. The ganze tabas. Once the tabas enters into a mashu of the domain, you get the ganze tabas. Hachevel shukasha bekupa, a rope that's touched the kasha bekupa, in a chibur elin kein tofar. If it's tied, it's not called the chibur. If the rope becomes tame, it does not make the bucket tame, the basket tame. If the basket is tame, it's not going to make whatever is on the other end of the rope tame. It's not called the chibur unless you do stitching. What about when it comes to being a chatzitza? So do we say if it's not called the chibur, automatically it's a chatzitza? So thus is machlekes between Mishnah Charoina and Rambam. Rav Moshe ben Maimon. Rav Moshe ben Maimon was silent with regard to the laws of chatzitza. He only mentioned this with regards to the laws of tevila, of yad. Shail is, what did the Halakha of Moshe ben Maimon mean to say when it comes to Chatzitza? Do we take his omission to indicate that he holds that it's automatically not going to become a Chatzitza, or does he agree to the Yisrael of the Mishnah Reina? Maybe the Rambam will come to us in the Chizoyon or Begolui. I mean, Megale, what he really meant to say in the Yad HaChazoka, especially this, he wrote the same called the Yad HaChad, the Yad, does Nageh the Yad, does the Din of a Yad, a Yad of Chibur, L'tumah. So we have to know when it comes to the Yad, if the Rambam's name of the Savior is called the Yad HaChazoka, we have to know that if it's not a Yad, is it a Chatzitza? Does the Tali in the Etzem Shem HaSefer of the Yad HaChazoka? If it's not called the Yad, is it a Chatzitza? All right, I have to have my M&M's now. So I have to go now. Have a wonderful day. I have to go have some, my M&M's. What brach do you bring M&M's? It depends if he has the chos, he has the cow. What's the ikker, what's the tafel? Is the ikker. Or the what? Or the what?
The shell. The shell.
The shell? What's the shell made out of? What's the shell made out of? I know nothing about M&M's. What's the shell made out of?
I don't know. So actually, there was a shayla that the shell a long time ago. That the shayla was that the shell used to be made out of ants or some other nonsense.
Schrotzen. Those the shatchan, the shatchan, the Wallersteins, the shrot. So what do you do? You gotta get rid of them. The Klibas, the M&M's, last year by Shur next door. He'll tell us, M&M's? It's a Kliba. There's a Kliba around the M&M's.